The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anna and Raven's Olympic Kid Correspondent.
You're getting your Olympic coverage from TV, radio, but now here, you're getting it from the kids. Joseph.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have to say, Joseph, I think that you pulled a lucky straw here, my friend, because it was a very exciting weekend at the Olympics. It was a big weekend for the USA.
Yeah.
Have you been enjoying watching the Olympics?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, this is the first time that you watch the Olympics and you understand what's happening. Because last time you were super little. You're 9 years old now, which means last time you were five. Is this something you would ever want to do, be in the Olympics?
Yes.
So what happened? Fill us in. What happened this weekend?
Well, Noah Lyles from Team USA ran like the win-to-win men's 100-meter race. He finished in 9.79 seconds, which is faster than I can eat a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, really commit yourself to eating that pizza, because I think you can do better.
I like the fact that you just did the 100-meter versus eating a slice of pizza, which in my mind actually makes a whole lot of sense.
We should actually try. The 200-meter is coming up today or tomorrow, I think. Mm-hmm. We should see how many slices of pizza we can eat in that time.
10 seconds, less than 10 seconds.
I mean, I would love to try. I just love pizza.
Joseph, you know, people are saying that he's very cocky, and they're saying it's a turnoff. I think it's confidence, and it's cool, you know?
I think he's told everybody, hey, let's be better.
Well, he keeps saying, yeah. I'm going to win. Yeah. Don't worry. I told you I was going to win. What do you think about that?
I think it's confidence.
Nobody ever told Usain Bolt to quiet down.
All right, what else happened over the weekend that we need to know about?
Katie Ledecky, our swimming superstar, won gold in the 800-meter freestyle. She's like a real-life mermaid who collects gold medals instead of seashells.
She sure is.
Okay, Joe.
There's all these beautiful pictures of her wearing all of her medals. I mean, I don't even know how she's standing upright. There's so many on her.
Simone Biles was back in action and flipped her way to gold in the women's all-around gymnastics. She's like a superhero. A leotard flying and flipping like it's no big deal.
It's an exciting run in gymnastics this go-around.
I have some trivia for you guys. Guess what? I have Filipino blood, so I'm super proud to report about our awesome gold medalist from the Philippines.
What event was that? I thought I saw that.
Carlos Yulo from the Philippines wowed everyone with his amazing flips, spins to win the gold in floor exercise.
Yes.
He's a ninja gymnast. He can defy gravity.
That was definitely exciting, Joseph. That's for sure.
Yeah, they say the Philippines won their first Olympic gold after nearly 100 years.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
You know who else won their first Olympic gold? Their first Olympic medal, period?
St. Lucia, right?
Yeah,
I saw
Lucia.
That was a great race.
Oh, it was fantastic.
That was really, really good.
All right, Joseph, give us that medal count. You have it?
Yeah. So USA had 19 gold, 27 silver, and 26 bronze. China with 21 gold, 16 silver, and 12 bronze. France had 12 gold, 14 silver, and 18 bronze.
Right. And the Philippines has one gold.
The Philippines has
one. It's on St. Lucia.
Woo!
Let's go.
All right. Thank you so much, Joseph. We really appreciate your update.
The cool thing was is that while you're watching those and they're celebrating, they'd show you like a party back home. And it's like the entire town.
Yeah.
St. Lucia, I'm pretty sure the entire island was at that party.